This is the Extended Cut, powered by Vodacom.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Otecha deza Madiba Radio.
Omametsi Madiba's Radio.
Akulaisa na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko chechereza Madiba's Radio.
Oredije Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opening up the waves for you to be heard.
Hi everyone, welcome to yet another episode of Extended Cut. My name is Mivio Makas. In case you're wondering who's behind this mic, I'm sure so many of you all are going to be surprised, but I'm not alone though. I am with...
Hey guys, Makungu here. Hey, as for me, I don't have an interesting tagline. Yeah. I'm just the producer.
And I'm just the marketing officer. Okay, so this week we are going to be standing in for your faves. But I promise you, they're going to be here next week. They're going to be here. Yeah. But to start the show, how was your week?
Yo, I had a very long week. Like,
long
I had
week.
Early mornings from Monday till today on Friday.
Mm.
I woke up very early every day.
Like, yeah.
Yo, and I always left campus very late at around 6.
Mm.
I got home, I was tired. I couldn't even cook or make supper. I just ate whatever was there. Like, I had a very long week, honestly.
Mm.
But hey, I made it to Friday, so that's good.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. How I'm always here around 6 a.m. So I'm here from like 6 a.m. to 4 p.m.
6 a.m.? How?
So you can imagine, every day.
No!
Every day. Yeah.
Dude.
So I had just have to wing it, but I'm glad.
How do
it's,
you,
it's Friday.
How do you make it? Because I feel like when I wake up so early in the morning, I have a bad day ahead. I don't know. Like, how do you make it? I'm not a morning person, so it gets very hard for me.
Yeah. I don't have like a certain way I do it. I just do it. You know, I'm Nike. Just do it.
Oh, you
know?
Wow.
Yeah. But you, as you guys know, that this podcast is powered by Vodacom. I'd like to play, like, I'd like to hear from you, in fact. Tell us, what was your favorite song? What songs were you listening to? And we're going to choose from you guys who takes home our Vodacom prize. Because as you know, from the past couple of weeks, we've been, like, with you on this competition, telling you, like, give us a song that you've been listening to, three songs, and then we're going to choose a winner from that. So we are doing that today, and luckily we are going to be announcing the winner next week and that week
and that week.
Yeah,
can't wait.
So our first voice note.
I think we've got.
Hi, my name is Khalifa, and how has my week? My week has been quite hectic. Submissions back to back, but the three songs that keep me going is Spirit of Praise 6, featuring the Bang Puti, Fear Not.
Is that gospel?
Hallelujah.
Also, Man in the Mirror, I think it's by Michael Jackson, but I love the rendition by Bilenge on Idol Season 18.
Ooh.
And Nomalanga by Kaifa Semenya.
Mm.
Okay.
He really sounds like an old soul. No malanga, no malanga. Do you know that song?
No, I don't.
I think it's so chigizi. No?
I don't know the song.
And also, Men in the Mirror.
I.
You have to know Men in the Mirror. I'm starting with the man in
might
the mirror.
I know the lyrics, but not like the
oh,
full
okay.
song.
Well, we can go.
All those TikTok clips, you know.
Yeah.
They don't know the song.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So let's listen to our second listener.
I think, yeah.
Hey, my gorgeous girls. My name is Umbali.
Hi, Umbali.
And for my pat on the bag, I will definitely give you these three songs that kept me going. Bengicela. Bengicela is such a prayer. It's such a devotion to God, really. The second song would be Man I Need by Olivia. Such a feel-good song. Like, life is worth living. And the third one would be Go Baby by Justin Bieber.
Go Baby, go Baby.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I feel like this voice note just made me realize how much I don't know music that much.
Ne?
Because I only know Bengicela.
But I mean, everyone knows Bengicela.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like from that list, I just know that song only. But thank you for that.
Yeah.
Can we go? Do we have another person?
No, we don't. I think that was only two listeners.
That was it. Oh, okay.
And hopefully one of them will be our lucky winners for next week.
Okay, but do you have a specific song or maybe three of your own songs that kept you throughout this week?
You know, this week I was a very church girly.
Okay.
I was a very church girly.
Yeah.
I was listening to gospel music. I don't know, but I've just been listening to gospel music. I was listening to Uyangihola. It's by Joy Celebration.
Hallelujah.
I was listening to Give You All the Glory by Joy Celebration again.
Okay.
And also Moya wa Gareta Morena by the Tshwane Gospel Choir.
Yeah.
So I've been a gospel, hallelujah.
You've been a gospel thingy. Okay, I get you.
Yeah, so what about you?
Mine was Umkhondo. I was listening to Umkhondo by Zuko SA. And also Dinguye and Dinguye, also by Zuko SA. And then, do you know Thabile Myeni? She's a gospel singer, the one. She's from Nandweni.
Where is Nandweni?
Nandweni Trust Christ Ambassadors.
No.
You never. What? You
don't know? Who are those?
Nandweni.
Who is Nandweni? Are they like a local PE?
No, like they are like. Nandweni, Christ,
like we grew up.
No.
No.
It's a gospel group. We grew up listening to Nandweni. Like our parents in the morning, they like burst music of Nandweni.
I don't know Nandweni. Okay.
My goodness. Which is. I think if you'd listen to their
please tell me one of their famous songs.
Oh, I love him. I'm not a good singer. Oh, I love. Yeah, something along those lines. But either way, I was listening to Thabile Myeni. You should go and check who Nandweni is after this. But I was listening to Thabile Myeni, and the name of the song was Sizobizwa Masinyane.
Okay.
So, yeah, brilliant music. Ne?
Yeah. Maybe I'll listen to it.
Please do. But you know what? Now I want us to see the top 10 songs that we had for this week. And basically music that has been keeping people on their feet this week. So we have made some research, Nyana.
Yo.
And
around
the list
our
is
community,
here.
By the way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, around our listeners. So the first coming up at 10 is Mama by Zinxumalo. Do you know Mama by Zinxumalo?
I think so.
Okay.
Let's play it. Let's play it.
Mama by Zinxumalo.
Oh! I know it.
Do you know this one?
Yes. Okay. I know it.
It's a very nice song.
It is. Like, you can jam with it.
And being Zinxumalo, so refreshing. Our age mates. Actually, Ntanga yethu le.
Really?
Yeah.
But look where she is. But I mean, no comparison, but she's doing well. She's doing quite well in the industry.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was number 10.
Okay.
That was number 10.
Okay.
Zinxumalo, Skills, and Sykes. And then coming through at number 9 is Toluguti. Sang by Utukutela featuring Mawu, Jazz Works, GLCJ. So Toluguti.
Like everybody knows Toluguti.
Let's listen to it. Hey.
Toluguti. My prayer to Christ himself. Listen.
Yeah, I think this one should actually go to top 2.
Right, it should.
Yeah. I mean, it's on a Friday. Some people are going to groove.
True.
So this song speaks to them today.
To them and their plans for the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then coming at number 8 is Uvalo, also by Tukutela, Dladla Tukzin, and Jazz Works. Let's listen to it. Ooh.
Okay. Hey. Guys, I don't groove, eh?
Yeah.
But when they play such songs, I'm going to start grooving on my chair because what do you mean? Oh, guys. And funny thing is that I don't know the lyrics, but I jammed to the song.
I was about to say that I think my biggest dilemma with these songs is that I know them when I hear them, just that I cannot sing along to them.
And I feel like what makes us be like this is because most of these songs, they trend on TikTok.
Yeah.
And
oh, TikTok,
it's just small clips of the best parts of the song. Yeah. And then now we don't get to learn the full lyrics of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like through them having some challenges, so we are able to kind of know the song. So at some point, like the lyrics do not matter.
Yeah.
If you can only dance to it.
Right.
Yeah. And then coming up at number 7, we have Spunky by Shekinah Youngstunna.
Ooh, Youngstunna.
Do you love Youngstunna?
I mean, yeah, he's a very great musician and performer.
Oh,
he's a very good at performing. That guy literally lights up the room when he performs.
Yes, I agree.
I really do want to see Youngstunna perform one day. Like, I really do want to see him live. I don't want to see him on like
TV a video or TV. Videos.
I
want to
see him live, honestly. I feel like he's a very great performer.
I'm begging that too. But here's Spunky by Shekinah and Youngstunna. Giving chilled vibes.
So, it has to bring the chilled vibes. Yeah.
Chilled vibes.
Okay.
It's very chilled.
Very chilled.
I mean, I like it.
You
and
can never go wrong with Shekinah, honestly.
Oh, never.
You can never go wrong with Shekinah. Yeah.
And I didn't think I'd hear a song with this duo, because Shekinah is like relaxed, and then there's Youngstunna who's like a performer.
He could literally be, I don't know, a rock artist or something. He's very
very energetic.
Very energetic, true.
And then coming up at number 6 is Ipupo by Kabza De Small.
I mean, you can never go wrong with Kabza.
Oh.
But let's just listen.
The king,
Calvin.
the king of Amapiano. So let's listen to it. Ooh. Have you heard of this one before?
I've heard of the song before, but I've never like listened to it. Really listen to it and get to understand. You know, like get to dwell in the song. I've listened to it like.
Oh,
once,
okay.
Yeah.
I think this is my first time actually like hearing the song.
But I mean, as I said, you can never go wrong with Gabs and Calvin.
Yeah, no, yeah,
like,
true.
They
true,
are
true.
Obviously whatever they're gonna drop will be fire. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And then coming up at number 5. Oh no, coming up. Yes, at number 5.
Yeah, 5.
It is the one and only Mafikizolo. Uyoncengwa unyoko.
Ah, you want to sing it like that?
Okay, how should I say it?
I don't know.
Yeah, like this song has become like very popular. It's actually in Zulu.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Xhosa.
If it was Xhosa, it was going to be Uzoncengwa.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Uzoncengwa.
Okay.
But this one says Uyoncengwa. So, yeah.
But I mean, I think Mafiki Zulu. No, he's Tswana.
He's Tswana. But either way.
Okay, let's
listen. Here's Uyoncengwa Unyoko by Mafiki Zulu. Oh, this one is like, it's a very popular song.
It is.
Very popular.
It's giving Maskana vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And also the challenge, it's giving. Everyone can dance to it.
Even us who can't dance.
Yeah,
You can hop into the challenge, actually. Yeah. And I think it was also part of last week's top 10, actually. And that
it was
top 10.
Yes. Really?
So it's been part of the top 10 for the past three weeks.
Okay. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think this one deserves to be on the top five, really.
It does.
It has, like, people are streaming it, listening to it, dancing to it. It really does deserve the position. But now, let's go. Let's take things to a lighter, note now. Okay. Vibrant, you know, chilled, nice. And it is none other than Tyler, Mr. Media.
Our African queen, South Tyler.
So here's Mr. Media by Tyler.
Osa.
Oh yeah, no, you can never go wrong with a Tyler song.
Guys, one thing about Tyler. She's been making it. Honestly, she's been.
We are very proud.
She's been climbing up the ladder.
Like, yeah. She's been. Yeah, very proud.
Yeah,
of Tyler.
Very proud of her.
And then coming up at number three, we have Uzizwa Kanjani by Mawu, Jazz Works, Tukutela, and GLCJ. So here's Uzizwa Kanjani. Everyone knows this
one. Everyone knows the song. Actually.
Everyone knows this one. Let's play it.
Just a jam.
Nagwenzani. Nagwenzani.
Nagwenzani. Save my life, but I'm gonna try.
Same. Okay, let's give other kids a chance. Let's give other kids a chance.
Oh gosh.
I like the fact that whenever the song plays, everyone is able to sing to it.
Everyone.
It just came and took South Africa by storm for sure.
Tell me about it.
And then coming right up now. Yeah, top two. Drum roll. It is Abantwana Bakho by DJ Maphorisa and Kabza De Small and also X Doopy.
Okay.
Abantwana Bakho. We also know this one. Let's listen to it. Angamazu Yesu Kumya Kanyisa. Kanyisa.
Oh my gosh.
Yo,
it's spreading, Nyan.
Yeah.
Oh, Nyan is spreading.
Yeah. It's activating the mood. This is actually one of the songs. Whenever those songs play, everyone is able to sing.
Everyone gets up to like, the dance floor, you know, you can sing along. Mm-hmm. Even if you can't sing the lyrics like I
mean.
But you can hum, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can really
definitely
hum.
And then that makes part of our top two. And then number one. Biggest
drum
one now, drum roll. Diggy. Bengicela by Mawu GLCJ. Bengicela.
Okay.
Obviously. Also, Nalena, we are able to sing like along to it.
Love
if
it.
Akwazi, why?
I can.
Why? But let's listen to it. Bengicela by Mawu. Ooh. Yeah. There you go.
Hey.
Suba tetelele Okay, you know what? With this song, I think I only know, like, when you get right in the middle of
Yes!
Right in the middle of it. Hey. Hey. Yes. Ungi.
Lalele nami. Hey. Yes. Yes. Hey. Hey. Oh, it's a prayer.
It is a prayer.
I haven't prayed this morning, but I'm praying now.
Lalele nami.
Yes, Ivani. Mm. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, no. It does deserve like the top ones. Spot.
Mavulagu Vali.
Dalawe Zinzuku.
Gilalele. No, Singafumi. Oh, my God.
Nah. No, before we turn this place into groove, I think we are okay. Let's turn it down. Let's turn it down.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We're at work.
We're working. We're going to turn the station into groove now.
Tell me about it.
But yes, that is our top 10 music for the week. So
one thing about the Madiba's community,
they
know how to groove. They know the type of music that's going to, you know, keep them rolling.
Yes.
Because even last week's top 10, even the other week's top 10, it was fire. And I think most of the songs were part of the past 2 weeks top 10.
Yeah.
So we've been jamming quite well as a community as a whole.
Shout out. Well, shout out to the Madiba's community
and
extended card listeners.
Because what do you mean? They literally give us like
bangers.
A fire after banger.
After
playlist every week. Oh my gosh. Oh God.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, right? We've got upcoming albums that are going to be released.
Oh yeah.
For us to pre-save.
Okay.
I saw this on Spotify.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few albums actually. People are working hard, aren't they?
Nah.
They are.
I mean, also we're getting closer to the festive season, so people are like, okay, let's give them some
something
new music, something to jam.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, because the first one, the album name is Solace and the Vices by Bryson Tyler, and it's released on the 2nd of October. So
oh,
that's
wow.
Like, 2 weeks from now, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
So we can go and pre-save.
Okay.
We've got a new album coming up.
Right.
And then also have Vi by Doja Cat.
Ooh.
And it's being released on the 26th of September. When is that?
26th of September next week.
Right?
Yes, next week.
I'm not like a big fan of Doja Cat,
mm-hmm.
but I know that from a whole album, there's going to be like those songs that are going to make hits on TikTok and that are going to have challenges and that are going to trend a lot.
Yeah, I'm just going to support her because her father is a South African. So I'll take her as one of us. Yes.
I saw that one coming.
She's one of us.
Oh my God. I'm not like a big fan, but I do listen to some of his songs.
Okay.
And then we've got Chaos by Miguel. And it'll be released on the 23rd of October. So that's like next month. I think 3 weeks from now.
Or
3 weeks from now. And then, do you listen to Miguel, by the way?
No. No, I don't. Like, my ear of music like is very limited to certain types of genres.
Okay.
So, no, I don't listen to Miguel, unfortunately.
With me, I'm not too picky.
Yeah.
Excuse me? When it comes to genres and music that I listen to. If I like the song, I'm going to jam to the song. I'm going to listen to the song if I like the song.
Okay.
So with Miguel, I will not tell you that, okay, I listen to him or not. But I think he has released some great songs before.
Yeah.
I will not tell you the name of the song, but if it plays, I will sing along and say, okay, I think that's Miguel. You get
okay,
me?
Yeah, I get you. Totally.
Yeah, so,
totally.
Yeah. And then we've got the fourth one. The name of the album is After the Sun Goes Down by Khaled, and it will be released on the 10th of October this month. So that's like in 2 weeks' time, I think.
Okay, wait. There's Khaled?
Yes.
And DJ Khaled, or is it the same person? Same person, right?
It's different people.
Oh.
It's different people.
So who's releasing? Is it Khaled? Because I know Khaled, the rapper.
Khaled, not DJ Khaled.
Oh, not DJ Khaled. Okay. Oh, okay. They're two
different people.
All right. Yeah. All right. Right.
Yeah. So I think he's also not a thing. He is releasing a new album on the 10th of October. And we can go and pre-save on Apple Music, YouTube Music, Spotify, you know.
All your digital.
All your digital music platforms. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And last but not least, drum rolls, please.
Diggy. What is it?
We've got Am I the Drummer?
By Cardi B.
And by the way, she's our icon of the week.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So, Am I the Drummer has been released today.
Okay.
Was it today? Today's the...
Yes, it was released today. Today is the 19th of September.
So, Am I the Drummer's released. I think it has 23 songs.
23?
Yes. But I think two of them has been released. I think, no, four of them has been released already. It's
okay.
WAP, it's Up, it's WAP, it's Up, it's this other one, a baddie one. I forgot the name.
From the same album.
And
Wait.
Outside.
Didn't Cardi B have WAP before?
Yes,
WAP song? So
but
it's
WAP
another
did
one
not,
now.
No. WAP did not belong to any album.
Oh.
It didn't have a home, basically. Okay. It was just a song that was released at the
end. Okay.
So she put it on this album. It was a hit song.
Oh.
Just like Up as well. Up has been released, I think, I don't know when. I think last year, that other year.
Yeah.
But it didn't have an album. It didn't have a home.
Okay.
If I can call it, say it like that.
Okay.
And also Outside, that has been released just recently, I think. I don't know. Last month, I think.
Okay.
Outside.
Okay, but wait. After how long has she released like an album prior
I think
to
it's
this
been
one?
Like 7 years.
7 years.
I think yes, and then in My between, goodness. She's just been releasing like singles.
Yo. So was it like during COVID?
When you say
7 years,
I think
around those times, 2020,
quite a long time.
Okay,
so her fans have been waiting for an album.
Wow.
Like since I don't know when.
Yeah, and it has been buzzing on the socials.
Yes,
it was buzzing.
And one thing about Cardi, I feel like she's a hard worker.
Honestly,
she promotes her work like nobody's business.
Okay,
this woman promotes her work.
Yeah. I saw a video speaking about that. She was selling her CDs like in the streets.
Yes, in the streets, in train stations.
Train stations.
Like, one thing about Cardi, she works.
Yeah.
And I feel like she wants to be part of every single journey of whatever thing she does in the industry.
Yeah.
So she wants to be part of the planning, the production of everything that she does. Not just be at the back seat. She wants to be in the front row seat and see...
And actually connect directly
to her
audience.
So yeah, man. And the rapper unveiled, I think it was on Wednesday, if not Tuesday, her feature list, actually.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've got
Tyler, number one.
Tyler. We've got Kehlani.
Hey. Yeah, no, Cardi B.
Not a thing.
Yeah.
Her and Tyler have a single. It's called Ring. I think it was released in 2018, if not mistaken.
So this is not the first time of them collaborating
it's
in a song.
It's song, actually.
Really?
Yes. We've got Kehlani.
Okay.
We've got Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, that's her girl. Of course.
Megan. Yeah. Of course.
We've got Lizzo. Yes.
Yo.
And I think this is going to be their second song as well. Because they've got their first one. I think it's named... Not I think. It's named... All the Rumors Are True.
Okay.
Yes. And I think that was when Cardi was pregnant. When she shot the music video.
With Lizzo.
Yes. She was pregnant.
All the rumors were true. Okay. That's smart.
All the rumors
that's
are
smart
true.
Because there were those rumors.
Fake,
and Okay.
Yes. And then I think we've got Selena Gomez as well.
Ooh.
As part of the feature. And it will not be her first feature with Cardi because remember, her Selena and I don't know DJ Snake and another artist made a song Daiki Daiki.
Okay.
It was a very great song.
Sure.
I don't know when it was released. I forgot. But yeah, they've worked together before. Yeah, it was a very, I think she featured close to 10, if not mistaken.
Yeah, and also, I saw an interview recently whereby she announced officially that she was really expecting. She's going to be having another baby. After many people like were speculating.
There's been a lot of speculations. People have been watching her. A lot of speculations. And one thing about Cardi, if she's not ready to like release anything, she'll just keep quiet.
Yeah.
Like, the girl literally kept quiet.
But people were seeing it, though. People were like,
oh my gosh, she's pregnant. Oh my gosh. And she kept quiet. She never addressed anything.
Yeah.
Up until this week.
Yeah.
On the interview, she was like, yes, I'm expecting, sorry, with my boyfriend, Stephen Diggs. La, 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 our fourth child. No, her first child, yes.
And Stefan Diggs first? Is it his first?
She has got kids. I don't know how many. I don't know with whom. But she does have kids. He does have kids, I mean.
Okay.
So, man, it was
so now the cat's out of the bag.
It is. So, with regards to that.
My goodness. And so many people were like, this is, I don't know, messy in a sense. That's what they were saying on the socials because... apparently she hasn't finalized her divorce.
True.
So apparently it's like people are like, damn, Cardi's having another baby while still married basically with another man. So
but she's in the process of getting divorced though.
Well, yeah. I guess people were waiting like to say, everything is finalized, then you can move on. So
either way,
your social media controversies. Yeah.
They're always gonna talk, but she's been doing quite well. And she's been promoting her new album almost everywhere. She's been having meet and greets around Atlanta, in the US. She's been having meet and greets over the past week, trying to, sell her album. She's got merch as well, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got t-shirts.
Okay.
Of I Am the Drama. Like, she's got merch and she's been selling online, on her store.
So even if you are somewhere around the world, you can order online.
Yes, I think you can order because she does have an online store.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
You can order online and then probably get it delivered. I don't know when.
Yeah. Well, that's brilliant news. But yeah. I want us to take it back now to South Africa, home, PE specifically, where we are.
Oh.
Right. So I'm gonna ooh, my tongue. So I'm going to be giving you like our GQ guide for the week. You know, we're starting the weekend. So what can you do this weekend? Where can you go just to chill, maybe entertain yourself after a very long week, that we've mentioned. So on Saturday, the 20th of September, which is tomorrow, so there's going to be PE's first cake away picnic starting from 11 a.m. To 15 hours of the day. That is 3 p.m.
Yeah,
3 p.m. And then it's going to be at Westview Sports Club, First Avenue, Newton Park.
Yeah.
And get tickets from Quicket.
Yeah.
It's going to be online. Yeah.
Cool.
So if you want to get some fresh air. You want to chill, you know, you want to take your mind off stuff.
You want to eat some cake and relax.
Westview Sports Club is your place to be. First Avenue, Newton Park.
And I think it's quite a big achievement for the planners of the whole event because it is the very first takeaway picnic.
Yes.
Every time it's always in Joburg.
Yeah.
But never been to PE.
Okay.
So it's quite interesting that, we're going to have a cake picnic.
Yeah.
Cute, you know.
Very interesting.
Your spring dresses, your yellows, your oranges.
Spring has sprung.
Be happy. And go have some nice cake. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Speaking of eating and all that.
Yeah.
I think last week, we were in September now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all over South Africa, it's Heritage Month.
Heritage.
Oh, it's something heritage everywhere.
Yeah.
So, last week, Iman and Ethel spoke about like their traditional, not traditional dishes, but yeah, their traditional dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And they spoke about mopani worms. Wait, have you ever had mopani worms?
No, I would love to try them though. I would love, you know, I'm one person who likes to try like different foods.
Food, yeah.
Especially those that other people find like
weird
to eat. Yeah. I want to eat like exactly that.
Okay.
Because I was telling one of my friends that you see how they say in China they like fry
frogs,
dogs, frogs,
weird stuff.
Cats and all that. Well, quite honestly, I would try those.
Mm.
I want to try those. So I'm just that guy. I'm just that guy who wants to try everything, Jay.
I have had mopani worms I'm from Limpopo, the north. So we eat mopani worms, basically, like sometimes.
Okay, so do you just, they usually are on cheese, right?
Well, I've never picked.
Oh, you've never picked them? Okay.
I just had them when they were prepared. So I can prepare the worms. I can cook the. I can prepare a relish with mopani worms.
Okay.
And yeah.
All right.
It's quite nice.
How's the process of cooking it? Do you cook it like you would cook like any other meat?
No, actually, like, no.
Add your onion, spices.
Yes, but before all that nice stuff, you need to first put them in boiling water.
Oh, so you first boil.
You boil water, put in a bowl, and then put the worms inside and let them soak for a couple of
minutes. Oh, okay.
So that, I don't know what, but I think some stuff needs to get out. I don't know what. Maybe bitterness or something like that. Yes, it has to dissolve in the water. And then you take them out. So you're basically washing them in hot boiled water. But they have to soak for a couple of minutes.
Okay, so you soak. You don't boil.
No.
You don't actively boil them.
No, you soak.
Okay.
But it depends. If you want, you can boil them. But I feel like boiling will take away much
maybe
of
the
flavor and the taste. So you just have to soak them.
Mm-hmm.
And then after soaking them, the water will be like brownish or blackish.
Oh, okay.
It'll change color, obviously. And then you're going to dispose of the water, put a pan, put onion, put tomato, put the mopani worms, pour salt, and then a bit of water, and then you boil.
Okay, does it taste like any other meat that you've had before? Maybe chicken?
I don't know. No. It tastes like mopani worms. I don't know what I can say it tastes, but it tastes like mopani worms, actually.
Okay. I think I'd love that.
I love
food where the taste is literally new to your palate.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But anyway, wait. I'm Tsonga. You get closer, right?
Closer, yes.
You're closer.
I'm closer.
So, if you were to like maybe be reborn, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're reborn again.
Yeah.
Not again, but you're reborn.
Mm.
And then, which culture heritage would you pick to be part of?
Ooh, I think honestly, maybe Swati.
Why?
Maybe Swati. Because I've been watching, I don't know what's happening in Swaziland.
Yeah. Okay.
And I wanted to be Swati and then a Swati prince. I want to be Swati and be a Swati prince specifically.
Oh, you want to be a prince?
Yes.
What?
Swati one.
Weird.
Because I've been seeing, I don't know what's happening in Swaziland,
yeah.
but I've been seeing videos on TikTok where there's something going on at the royal palace.
Yeah.
And then just the way they dress.
Yeah.
The way they literally hold themselves, man. It's not super traditional,
yeah.
but it is. But at the same time, it's so modest.
Yeah.
So I like that mixture of being like super cultural, but still at the same time be modest, you know? So, I think I would like to be Swati. And also, Swati is known, well, I know it to be one of the most romantic language.
Aww.
It's so romantic. So I want to be able to speak
experience
that.
Experience romance in Swati.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So Swati, it's because of its modesty, culture, and its romantic perspective or perception of it.
Okay. Yeah.
How about you?
I want to be Venda.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I like, they've got a very beautiful traditional attire, the women.
Oh, yeah.
I want to have that. Well, I'm Tsonga, so I want to have the attire.
Sure.
It's very beautiful. And apparently Venders are rich.
Rich. Oh, so you want to...
I'm going to be Vanessa Rich.
Okay.
But not just any event. I want to be part of the royal family.
Yeah. Whenever so it makes the both of us most. Yeah. We want to be royals in whatever cultures we want to choose.
Not that I'm not royal. We would choose. On the Tsonga side. I am royal.
Oh.
But I feel like Venice take it so seriously.
Okay.
Know? They've got a palace. We do have a palace, but it's not like the way Venice do it.
Really?
Those people are serious. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think Muvango portrayed it.
You see,
well,
yes, the way Muvango is, it how it is? It is actually
like
that. Well, I mean, now it's a bit more modern.
Yes, but like, it is like that. Of course.
Yeah, they take, and I think even the villagers or the community takes the royal family very seriously.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah.
So, is there like so much of a cultural difference between Tsonga and Venda? Because most people tend to confuse Venda and Tsonga.
Well. The food, not much of a difference.
Okay.
As much as I know.
All right.
I think we eat the more or less same traditional food, more or less.
Okay.
At least there'll be a bit of a difference here and there, but more or less it's the same food.
Sure.
The clothing, obviously, it's different.
Mm.
The tongue, I would speak way different. Oh, really? Venda is so deep, Tsonga is so light.
Okay. Can you say, I had a burger this morning in Tsonga. I had a burger for breakfast.
In Tsonga.
Yeah.
Okay. You can say, Nide burger for breakfast namuntla nambunzo.
Nide burger
for breakfast
namuntla
nambunzo.
Nambunzo.
Yes. Hey! Okay.
Should I teach you in Xhosa?
I can speak Xhosa, kalok.
Oh, you can.
I can. Yeah, tata. Oh,
my bad. My bad. Okay, but yeah, those are in Antigua, like the cultures. I would like to be reborn.
reborn in
the next.
Yeah,
life.
Man.
Yeah, well,
quite nice.
But speaking culture again, heritage.
Yeah,
so. I want us to play a game.
Mm, I like it.
Let's play a game before we close. Yeah. So, how it works is, I'm going to give you like two options, and you must instantly choose only only one option amongst the question I'm going to give you. Yes. Got it?
Yes.
So, what would you like to have? Traditional or white wedding?
White wedding.
Okay.
No offense, but white wedding.
White wedding. Why?
White wedding.
Why white? Is there any specific reason? Or just the aesthetics of
it? For aesthetics. Okay. I mean, I'm a girl. Like,
you're just a girl.
I'm just a girl, you know?
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Pap and chakalaka or bunny chow?
Pap and chakalaka. Pap and chakalaka, one way. Pap, chakalaka, fry. Pap, pap, pap.
Somehow I knew you were going to say pap and chakalaka because I know, like, people from Limpopo love pap. Anything that has pap, I know people from there would lean towards like pap.
We eat pap every day.
Literally. No rice?
We do eat rice, but I mean, every household you'll find pap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they say, I do have like friends from Limpopo, and that's why they say like pap is just your daily.
It's about usual. Funny thing, you can even have pap for breakfast, pap for lunch.
Huh?
Like, honestly. People in Mopo, we have, well, not sometimes, not all the time, but it's no taboo to eat pap for breakfast.
Okay.
It's no taboo. Like,
you're to us it is, because you'd be like, pap, breakfast.
Literally.
Come on.
You can wake up and eat pap from yesterday, leftover pap, and you're okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then the third one is, represent your culture with fashion or with food?
Fashion.
Oh, yeah.
One thing about Tsonga is we've got a gorgeous, beautiful fashion sense.
Mm.
Like fashion, one way. Fashion.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I'm going to choose fashion rather than food. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, my turn. Would you wear a full traditional attire to campus or go barefoot to honor the ancestors?
Oh, no. Wear full traditional attire to campus.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no. Okay. Let me wear my traditional attire. Okay. Hey, walking barefoot. Ay, 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 ay.
Around campus. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Okay. Second one. Would you spill your plate of brine meat or drop the pub in front of the whole family?
Oh, drop the pub in front of the whole family.
Of course.
Drop the pub. We do not eat pub that much. Yeah, in the Eastern Cape. So pub. Yeah, no, I drop. It's but brine meat.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, but
brine. Yo.
Oh my gosh. And then lastly, would you be corrected mid-speech by your granny or mispronounce your clan name at a family gathering?
Oh no, be corrected mid-speech by my granny.
So go, hey, come. I'll catch
you. Yeah, no, it's fine.
The best youth station in the Bay.